Outbreaks, World Cup diplomacy, and why the Iran consensus deserves challenge. A Legionnaire's disease outbreak on New York City's Upper East Side has killed three people on three consecutive days, with officials reporting that new case rates are declining, the key indicator that containment efforts may be working. Legionnaire's spreads through water systems rather than person to person, directing investigators towards specific buildings in the affected neighborhood. The declining new case rate is described as genuinely reassuring if it holds through the week. Separately, the FDA announced that a previous finding of cyclospora contamination in Taylor Farms produce was a laboratory false positive, reversing a finding that had triggered significant supply chain disruptions, an outcome officials characterized as the food safety testing system working as intended. The World Cup final, hosted in the United States, provided an unusual venue for cross-border diplomacy. Trump used his attendance to raise wildfire smoke issues with Canadian Prime Minister Carney, even as Ontario Premier Ford publicly linked Canadian forest management cooperation to tariff relief. Prediction market platforms captured 27% of all legal U.S. sports betting volume during the tournament, up from 9% at the year's start. A tripling of market share in roughly 6 months, that traditional sportsbooks, which built significant legislative infrastructure to reach their current position, are expected to contest aggressively. The Mets are under MLB investigation for allegedly using AI to make real-time pitch-calling decisions from the dugout, which would violate the league's limits on electronic sign communication. The team claimed full compliance without denying the use of AI tools. On a historical footnote, Vice President Vance and his wife welcomed a new child, the first born to a sitting vice president in 156 years, the last being Thomas Hendricks in 1870. The dominant analytical consensus holds that Iran's position is deteriorating and that the U.S. military campaign is achieving its pressure objectives, citing Iran's missile expenditure rate exceeding monthly production, leadership instability following Khamenei's death, and halting diplomatic signals suggesting Tehran wants an exit. But that consensus deserves serious scrutiny. Iran's elevated missile firing rate could reflect a deliberate strategy of exhausting U.S. Patriot interceptor inventories rather than desperation, given that Washington faces its own production constraints on interceptor missiles. The historical precedent after the 2020 Soleimani assassination suggests Iranian decision-making became more opaque and more risk-tolerant, not more accommodating, after a leadership shock. And leadership vacuums in revolutionary systems often empower hardliners rather than moderates. The administration's pressure model also appears to require Iran to negotiate while under active attack, something Khamenei has explicitly refused. Three concrete signals in the coming 2 weeks would indicate the consensus is wrong. Iranian ground force positioning near Kuwait, a Pentagon emergency request for Patriot interceptor resupply appropriations, or the replacement of Iranian diplomatic negotiators by Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps figures at the table.